Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. What's the most dangerous place on Earth? Bottom of the ocean? Top of Mount Everest? Or your street corner? The Dangerous by Design report noted that out of the top 10 metropolitan areas most dangerous for pedestrians in the United States, the top four are in Florida. Surprised? Or are you nodding your head? Planners aren't adding pedestrian crosswalks, sidewalks, and on-street parking because they have nothing to do but impede the quick flow of traffic. Apparently to them, faster is better. As a result, pedestrians in Florida are becoming as extinct as a snail darter being eaten by a spotted owl. It's almost as dangerous as a metal bus bench in the searing Florida sun. Although top in road rage, the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area has allowed itself to nestle into the number three spot in pedestrian danger. How did we slip so low? By pedestrian danger, I mean that unless you are surrounded by a couple tons of speeding steel, you've got as much of a chance of crossing the street safely as you do of earning a profit with Bernie Madoff. In the world of the Radio Buzz, the good news is that the moves you make to avoid the traffic while crossing is like an audition for the spin-off of So You Think You Can Dance. It's called So You Think You Can Cross. In this new Florida-based reality show, contestants try to prove they can cross a busy intersection either with the light or against it. That's right, there's two ways to win. Sound easy? It would be if you live in Helena, Montana. That's the safest place to cross. Drivers and pedestrians try to outwait each other for the privilege of allowing the other to go first. There are teenagers in Montana who waited so long to cross they're eligible for Social Security. They must have time on their hands. And you know, that's too considerate. We do know that you're more likely to have an encounter with a moose than an alligator, so take that, Montana. The Dangerous by Design report was flawed in that it did not factor in the average South Florida distracted driver. We are a species unto ourselves. Look up the word danger in the dictionary. There's a picture of us behind the wheel. Try outthinking a South Florida driver on Cafe Cubano who's just realized he's an hour late for a meeting, is calling his boss with one hand and balancing an oversized taco with the other. Come to think of it, that's a circus act, not a distraction. Some would say that's good sport. Others mention involuntary homicide. So, the four most dangerous areas are in Florida, and I guess this is where they find people for the show, so we've pretty much got a lock on contestants. The fun begins when they realize the drivers are involved in So You Think You Can Come Close Enough to a Pedestrian to flash their lives in front of them. If the driver's on a cell phone or you're carrying grocery bags while attempting to cross, you've just doubled your chances and are both eligible for the next round. In round two, the lights change quicker, the drivers are on video games, and you're wearing a patch over your good eye. No one has made the finals. And that's your Radio Buzz.